This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined on the line for our self-care segment here on iRadio with Tracy Wine. Of course, you are the visionary expert behind Doctorine's skincare revolution. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub and iRadio. I really appreciate you giving us your time.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks very much for having me on. Delighted to be here.
Absolutely. Now, I suppose you've got such an extensive background in skincare, and we're always, you know, wanting to find the best knowledge about, you know, and I suppose the conversation around sustainability as well, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But I suppose, can you fill us in a little bit about your background and how does it actually contribute to your role?
Yeah, so I suppose I started off doing a degree in herbal science. I've always been completely obsessed with plants since I was a little girl. I was always the one in the back garden making potions from the petals and all that kind of stuff. So I studied herbal science, and then in my final year we had an innovation module where we had to make something like an idea based on herbs. So it could be any kind of a business, any kind of product. So I had an idea to make skincare products from herbal extracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so into the project that I ended up kind of setting it up as a little business and selling some product at markets. And then I kind of thought, maybe I could do something with this. So I did an internship in the Rubicon Centre, which is kind of like a business incubation centre that was beside my college. And the idea for Be A Beauty came about, my first skincare business. So I set that up from there. But over the years, I'm completely obsessed with the world of skincare. I went back and I did a diploma in cosmetic chemistry so I could really understand how formulations work. I also did a postgrad in skin and hair follicle health, and I'm currently doing a higher diploma in sustainability and climate action for enterprise because I really want to understand how, you know, we can really build sustainability into a company.
Absolutely. Because I think when we all go into our favorite place where we love to buy our skincare and everything, you know, we're constantly, you know, picking up different products. And, you know, I suppose there's so much more on the market now, but we really do need to think about the sustainability. And then, you know, when you think about certain products, they all come from something, or they have to come from somewhere, you know. And if you're thinking about your retinol or your retinol and the amount of times it has to be worked on before it gets to, you know, the cream that you put on your face, you know, there is a lot there's a lot of processes that goes along with it to get to, you know, the skincare that we use. Is that really important to you, you know, for the brand and, you know, to kind of think about the journey of the product?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to us in our brand that we have an in-house cosmetic chemist. So somebody who completely understands how to put product together. So instead of going out maybe to a contract manufacturer and buying formulations off the shelf, we're able to build that from scratch ourselves. We're able to look at, like, what are some really cool ingredients on the market? What are trending ingredients? What are ingredients we really want to have? And we're able to build a formulation very quickly around that and go through all the iterations, you know, of making sure that we're happy with it, having people test it for us, working with testing companies, making sure that the product is effective. So it's a really, really exciting process, and I absolutely love it.
Absolutely, because it's not easy as well, because, you know, like I think since COVID I've become a bit of a skincare nerd, and I love watching YouTube videos and trying different things and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But like, it's a huge industry. Were you ever kind of, you know, a little bit apprehensive about getting into the industry, or has it always been, you know, your passion? And because you obviously have a flair for it as well.
Thank you. Well, I suppose I never thought I'd go into the beauty industry. I suppose it was more the materials, like the herbs and the extracts, that I started off being interested in. But the more I got into the industry, having my own business, I sold that business, I went on working for other skincare companies, the more I got in, the more I realized it's such an innovative industry. There's so much going on in the industry. There's like new ingredients, techniques, packaging, equipment. There's always so much innovation in the industry that it is just really exciting to be part of. I'm delighted I ended up in beauty, but I don't think at the beginning I thought that's where I'd go.
Definitely. Where do you see the skincare industry going in the next couple of years? Because I know I've quite openly spoken to lots of different people who work within the industry about the likes of 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds looking on TikTok, and they think that they need, you know, the likes of Drunk Elephant and all of this kind of stuff. And really, they don't, you know. I'm in my 30s now, and I'm just about managing to try and get my head around a skincare routine that works, you know, after trying everything everything and anything in my 20s. But like, is there an emphasis there that, you know, skincare is great, but maybe it can go a little bit too far when you're learning about it at such a young age?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's the rise of things like TikTok and, you know, influencers showing themselves with their routines that, you know, is really, you know, making these young girls think that it's something that they need to have, that they need to have these big complicated routines. And like, they absolutely do not need to have these complicated routines. I mean, when I was a preteen, I was barely washing my face.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a teenage son who he wants to use skincare. He wants a silk pillow to sleep on at night for his skin and hair. You know, this generation is completely different.
Yeah.
But I think like there has to be a responsibility there from the companies. Instead of going, oh, great, let's cash in on that, I think we need to think about, you know, where do we add value in society? And producing skincare for teenagers and teens, you know, active skincare especially, is not where we can add value into society. Like, I think there's some really amazing trends coming within the industry, aside from kind of the teen skincare. Like, the sustainability really, I think, is really kicking off in the industry now. There's a whole area that I'm really interested in called biotech. And it's, mm-hmm. I suppose the whole idea of it is that there is, you know, there's a big interest in natural in skincare over the last couple of years and plant extracts. But, you know, they have to be grown and they have to be harvested and they take a lot of resources. And it's not actually quite, you know, it's not as sustainable as we think maybe to have all these beautiful natural ingredients in our skincare because, you know, they're very resource heavy, water heavy and all that. So this kind of new area in the industry is about growing bioidentical plant extracts in the lab with like fermentation techniques and things like that. And I think it's a really, really interesting yeah. part of the industry. And I just suppose sustainability in general, like the whole circular economy, looking at waste products and trying to see, can we make them into new raw materials, looking at packaging and seeing how can we make, you know, can we refill things? Can we reuse things? I think that's really, those are the kind of trends in the industry that really add value.
Absolutely. And when it comes to sustainability, what were the main things that you wanted to work on, you know, when you were, you know, developing, you know, your very own brand? And what are the types yeah. of things that pop up when you are somebody in business and you have to go, right, well, you know, this is a yeah. product that I want to sell for quite a long time and it has to be sustainable?
Yeah. So the first thing I looked at is packaging, because mm-hmm. the packaging in the beauty industry is just so much waste, you know, is involved in that aspect of it. Now, the thing is, when you start off as a small company, you know, you don't have huge buying power. You're not having packaging custom made for you, really. You're looking at what's out there in the market and yeah. you're trying to make the best choices that you can. So for us, it was using glass, because glass is quite easy for a consumer to recycle.
Yeah.
And as we get bigger, we probably have better options available to us. But for now, it's glass. But then, you know, looking at our outer packaging, we chose compostable cardboard, you know, that people can chuck in a compost heap or into their green bin or brown bin or whatever bin. You know, so that was, I suppose, where we made the best choices that we could. And then it was in terms of materials. People, there's a real demand for natural and plant-based ingredients in skincare, but I really wanted to look at what is the real sustainability around those ingredients. You know, there's an awful lot of pressure on land all over the globe to grow food for people. Do we really need to yeah. grow plants just to be using in our skincare? It seems, I don't know, maybe a little bit frivolous when you think about the growing population and how many people need to be fed and the demand on water and droughts and climate change and all this. So for me, biotech ingredients was a really, really great way of being able to give those natural plant ingredients that people want, but that are created in a much more sustainable way.
And how do biotech ingredients actually work? Are they just grown as you need them rather than, you know, like, forgive
yeah.
me now, because I suppose I'm totally new to this, but rather than going out and, you know, sowing a whole field of something that you might not necessarily need for that season?
Yeah, absolutely. They're grown to demand in a lab okay. by ingredients companies. So a really great one that we've used in our range is, if you've heard of squalane. So
yeah.
squalane was naturally in the livers of sharks, which is horrific to think about, but
yeah.
it was, you know, a common ingredient in skincare. We have it in our own skin as well. And then there was a plant version of squalane that was extracted from olives. But, you know, you have to grow them, you have to harvest them, you have to extract them, you have to transport them. You know, there's a lot of resources involved in that. But a company found out a really cool way to make their own squalane through using yeast fermentation in a lab. So that can just be created as needed in a lab. It's bioidentical. It does the exact same thing, but you don't need, you know, all those resources, and you don't need to like involve any sharks or anything. So I think it's just a really interesting part of the industry. Another great thing about it is you create the exact same ingredient time and time again, whereas with natural ingredients, you know, there can be fluctuations depending mm-hmm. on the weather, whereabouts in the world it is, what's going on. If there's a drought that year, it might not be as available, but it gives you like consistent ingredients. And I think it's a really, really good solution for the industry.
Absolutely. It's so interesting as well. You know, because I remember, you know, when I was doing the concern debating back very many years ago when I was in TY, and we'd be learning about, you know, the sustainability of crops and stuff. So it's kind of mad now that, you know, with biodiversity, that this can actually happen for the beauty industry as well. It's absolutely fascinating. And like, you have to be commended as well, Tracy, for you know, bringing that to Irish skincare and to Irish business as well.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I hope we're bringing something new to the industry. I mean, there's an amazing tradition of skincare in Ireland. There's some fabulous brands here. So we were just, you know, really trying to see where we could bring a new angle in as well. And I think, I think that's great.
Absolutely. Tracy, you are a fountain of knowledge. No doubt I would love to get you back on to have a chat as well. You know, even if people are wondering how to be more sustainable with their skincare routine, I'd love to get you back on to have a chat about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Definitely. But if people want to find out more about you, if they want to maybe check out more about your brand, where is the best place to go?
So we're on doctorinskincare.com. That's D-O-C-T-R-I-N-E skincare.com. We've just launched with two gorgeous products, a cleansing balm and a vitamin C serum, so they can come and check us out there or follow us on Instagram. We do lots of kind of Instagram lives and talk about different topics like sustainability and the ingredients we choose. So
super stuff, Tracy. It was such a pleasure having a chat to you. I found that so interesting.
Thank you
and hope
so
everybody
much.
Listening did as well. But listen, best of luck and thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you. It was delightful.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.